For years and years, the Soviet people had been told that living conditions would improve drastically as communism came ever closer, maybe even by 1980. Lenin had said it, Stalin had said it, Khrushchev had said it, and now Leonid Ilyich Brezhnev was saying it. The Soviet people finally concluded that saying something over and over and over again did not necessarily make it true. The Communist Party had degenerated from a mass movement of people devoted to building a new society, by whatever means, into a club for bureaucrats and other weasels. The Romanovs and their noble friends had been kicked out and executed, only to be replaced by a new communist nobility, the Nomenklatura, privileged offspring of men who had risen to power under Stalin. Was this what the Soviet people fought and died for by the millions during the Great Patriotic War? The so-called Homo Sovieticus, or Soviet man, turned out to be a grim, disaffected cynic who felt no loyalty at all to the Soviet state. There was little chance that the Soviet people would rise up against their masters. As is clear from Russian history, the people are used to strong, authoritative leadership from people like Ivan the Terrible, Peter the Great, and Catherine the Great. Lenin and Stalin certainly fit this category too.